We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. Is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital.
Hey, Ross.
Hey, pardon the voice and the cold and not quite my dashing radio self right now.
Yeah, please don't do that. Then we had to talk about that.
Well, where do we start?
We got some really important stuff to talk about this week.
Especially at the beginning, yes, as you mentioned.
Yes, exactly. This week is Star Wars, Episode 7.
Is it this week?
Yeah, I'm going. Actually, it's on the 18th, which is Friday for most people. I'm going to see a marathon of all 7 movies back to back on Thursday. So I'm going to see the new movie Thursday around 7 o'clock.
Oh my God!
So it's like what is it? It's like we start at like 3 a.m. back to back movies until 7 p.m. is when the next one starts. At like till 10 p.m. So 3 a.m. to 10 p.m. Star Wars on Thursday.
Do you bring a pillow?
Well, my friend who's going with me, he's renting a hotel room nearby. We're going to trade off, go in and take naps.
And hold your seats.
And then we've decided we're going to skip the, I think it's Revenge of the Sith, to go have breakfast. Yeah.
There you go.
Wow. But just as exciting came out today, actually, which is Monday. We used to record this a little early. The new teaser trailer for the new Star Trek movie came out today, too. So that was pretty amazing.
I saw it's there. I didn't look at it yet.
Oh, it looks awesome. Yeah. But that's not the most exciting thing. The cool thing about that movie coming out is, and we're geeking out on everybody. I totally understand. I'm sorry. The totally cool thing about that movie coming out, the new Star Trek, is the next thing that comes out for Star Trek after that movie is the new television series, which will be really awesome, too.
That I'm looking forward to. Yes. I've got my kids watching, or Xander anyway. Ainsley just get bored out of her skull, but Xander's watching Star Trek's Next Generation.
Yeah, yep. That's. I guess I'd have to lean towards that as being, it's either that or Classic Trek is my favorites.
Yeah. Anyway, he's really
enjoying it. Enough geeking out on, yeah. On.
There you go, guys.
Star Wars / Trek.
All right. Well, there's been some big changes to Google Plus Local. Just plain Google Plus Business, my business pages. Oh my God, they're unrecognizable.
Yeah, it's very interesting what they've decided to do. I'm not sure what their thought was behind that, whether it's tied to mobile or like most of the stuff they do or what, but they've made some significant changes.
Well, Mike Blumenthal, of course, has very strong opinions about this.
Yeah, everything local he has strong opinions
yes.
about.
We've had him on the show before. I think it's due now. We definitely get him back on because this is pretty, pretty big stuff.
We could just let him go and rant the whole show and we'd be good.
Well, I want him to be here in spirit, so I got a quote from here. It says,
all right.
Over the past 2 years, I've discussed the parting of the ways between local and plus. But through all of that, Google had retained the essence of tabbed business pages and given the owner the ability to add a description, photos, videos, and provided a place to send customers to see and leave their reviews. That is all gone. In focusing on content, communities, and collections, Google has hung out a new and bold sign. If you haven't gotten the message yet, it should finally be clear in the release of their new and improved G+. Business unwelcome. I love it. This dramatic change will leave small businesses not just frustrated, but angry as they shake their heads and head out the exit. Woo.
So why do you think Google did this? So they don't just do stuff because they decide, we don't feel like doing this anymore. They study it. They put metrics behind it. They understand. Why do you think they decided? And I guess even before that, let's tell everybody kind of what they changed. What did they pull away? What did they get rid of?
Pretty much what he said. Descriptions, photos, videos, all that stuff you have to hunt down if you can even find them.
But it's still kind of there. I think the big things when you're looking at the search results and local search results, and you click
this
on
is
one
in
of
Google
those
Plus though, not the local search results.
Right, but you used to be able to go into Google Plus and see from the search results see this Google Plus page, right? You'd be able to click through to it, and on the Google Plus page they had things like the reviews, really extensive views. It's very hard to find reviews now, right? Mm-hmm. Even things like times. You know, what time is the business open? That's no longer
your address isn't there anymore.
Any address. So why did they decide to get rid of this stuff? Why do you think? So why do you think they moved this stuff away from those results?
Well, it's all speculation at this point. From what I've seen, people talk about it. They've said that it's just there wasn't enough followers for them. They're just testing, and then they figure that the best thing to use is maps. And you know, Google Maps is just being the place people have gone anyway. They're using search. They're not going to Google Plus to get to this stuff.
Right. So I guess I kind of don't understand why there's such a big uproar. Why is Mike so pissed off about this? Because he's obviously not happy. Because you can still find a lot of that stuff. If you're searching, if you go to Maps, you know, and you click there, you can find the stuff. The address is right there. The phone numbers are there. Links to the websites are there. The reviews are still very hard to find now. I guess it became really difficult for some people to help people leave reviews because the link that you could send out in the email to leave a review was really simple in Google Plus. Now it's very complicated to figure out what that link is. It's still there and you can still do it, but it's hard to figure out what that link is, right?
Well, the thing now is is there a way even to get to Google Plus from a Maps listing anywhere? Like if I type in my company name, I can see the big box, the local box on the right. I can see my reviews, I can see my address, all that stuff, but nothing clicks back to my Google Plus.
Right, but why would businesses be pissed off about that, as Mike says?
Because they pushed it so long for you to make that your place.
But if the information that you want your consumers to find, they can find, right? So why is that such a problem to business owners? Now, for Google Plus going away means technically or potentially that's one less channel business owners have to worry about, right? I'm not as pissed off about this as Mike is. I'm not happy about it because it means changing things, but I'm not as stressed about it.
Well, he's stating the facts, though. I mean, it is business unwelcome. I mean, what's the point of me having a business page in Google Plus now?
Yeah, exactly. But what does that? Why
but
would
that's what he's saying? He's just saying it's business unwelcome.
But he's also saying that the business owners are not going to be happy about it. I don't agree with that.
Well, I think they won't, because a lot of them just spent the time to create those pages.
No, they hired somebody to spend the time. It's less money they have to pay. Vast majority of businesses did not do that themselves.
No, it doesn't matter. It's still money. It's still time. It's still something they had to revert their attention to.
But now it's budget they can recover and spend somewhere else because no one has to do it anymore. I'm just thinking from Google's perspective, you know, I'm not giving them a pass by any means, but I'm trying to figure out why they did this. Mm-hmm. And if you're a small business, what you need to have happen is people need to find your business. So we had an article linked from Search Engine Journal about this. You know, and some of the things that Search Engine Journal article said was the same thing Mike said. Google Plus Local's gone. Google My Business is where you do that. It's here to stay. Interesting thing, though, they mentioned 14% of all local ranking factors are from Google My Business and the Moz ranking factor. So it's not going to impact ranking very much. You know, so the Google Plus things, that's not going to change. It changes the way they're displayed in search some, but it relies on maps, which actually has the information that you want it to have. Some of the things of why it's still important from a local business perspective, 97% of consumers use the internet when searching local products and services, right? They don't necessarily search Google Plus, they search the internet.
Mm-hmm. Well, no question, local is important.
Yeah. I'm just, since they gave us an alternative, you know, yes, they said Google Plus or Google Plus Local is important to small businesses, and for a while it was. And now they've said, well, we really want to they were doing both Google Plus Local and Maps. Okay, that to me is a clear sign that one of them at some point is going to go away, because Google never loves to do things two places at the same time, right? And out of Google Plus Local and Maps, which one do you think would go away first? Kind of makes sense. Maps, they've got a lot more invested in it, a lot more things that people use Maps for, so they're not going to get rid of that. It makes sense to me. It's just another evolution of the way they do things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I hear from the businesses, the small businesses, and they hate these changes. Not specifically this one, because I haven't heard anyone talk about this yet, although it has screwed up a lot of ranking systems, reporting systems. But
which, let me, just to make sure we put the caveat on there, part of the reason that that Blumenthal is so pissed off about this is because of his other business, Get Five Stars, which is all built around the reviews of local businesses, which really, the whole review thing got trashed when they did this. So
that is still working.
It's still working. But the way it works is a lot different, and the emphasis on reviews is going to be a lot different moving forward than it was, because those were things that were very easy to see. I actually had a client this week that was happy about this because they had a bunch of negative reviews, and now they're hard to see. Right?
If you go through Google Plus, I don't see any other way it's any...
No, they're not. It's hard to see them in Google Maps now, too, right?
Oh, okay. I didn't notice that.
Yeah. So they were happy about that.
I guess so. That's kind of sad. Actually, that's one of the things that, you know, Google
I know.
Is good at.
To me, that's one of the negatives of this, is the whole reviews thing. But just kind of want to put Mike Blumenthal's anger in perspective, that it directly impacts Get Five Stars, which is either owns or co-owns that business, right?
You see, when I look at the local pack and research results, I see reviews still showing up. I can still click on them and see them all. So how's that? I don't see how that's it helped him, unless he wasn't showing up in rankings.
Let's see.
It still looks the same to me. They really stand out. But anyway, while you look at that, you know, I'm not exactly upset about it personally, because as much as I hate Google changing things, you know me, but I agree that there had to be some consolidation here. There had to be.
Yeah. And they do seem to be back. When I was looking at this last week, I couldn't even get that from them. So I'm seeing them now, too. So it's probably still in flux, it sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing they shouldn't mess with, I mean, that should be smart enough. They should be smart enough to know that is reviews. That's a really powerful element.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that make people care about Google Maps, frankly.
This is funny. I searched for pizza in Cleveland just to see reviews real quick. The second business in the three-pack has a big red thing underneath that says closed now. Like, if it's closed, why are you showing it in the frickin' three-pack?
Isn't it just mean it's like it's past closing hours?
Let's look and see.
I think that's what that means.
Good point. Yep, it is closed hours.
Yeah.
See, it's changing because last week you couldn't see the hours in local maps, but now they're showing hours. And so it's still very, very much in flux, but I think.
One thing I thought was interesting, I was listening to This Week in Google, which I've started to listen to. It's okay. There's times when I just can't stand the show, but frankly, it's been some good stuff in it.
Is that Leo Laporte or somebody like that?
Yeah, Leo Laporte's show. And there's been some phenomenal ones, and there's been some very fluffy ones, in my opinion. But that's okay. The phenomenal ones make up for it. And he was mentioning, actually, just in the last one, that Danny Sullivan has said, enough. I'm no longer using Google+. I'm going to host occasionally, but that's it. I'm no longer on it much. So he did not like the new layout. He's out. I'm like, whoa. That must have raised some eyebrows, even at Google.
I don't know. Yeah. It's been a while. The actual pages themselves, it's been a while since I used them. If I'm on Google+, I'm at our community.
The Google's the communities are still great, thanks to our people. But this layout, I don't like.
Yeah, I kind of like the old layout better too.
Yeah, but maybe they'll listen. Who knows? At any rate,
what's the odds?
Yeah, yeah. When you said you know that Google doesn't like to do two things at once, well, I don't know, man. How long were they doing like almost three things with maps? They had Google+. They had. The maps, of course, and they also had the different types of business pages is what I was actually thinking about. How many different types of businesses were there? There's the business page that you got by default. There's a business page you could have created, and it was a freaking mess.
Yeah, local search has always been broken, and it's been a broken system for years. It's gotten better. This, I think, I'm not sure if this is going to make it better or not. I think the Google My Business thing, where it consolidated everything in one place, that was actually a big step to fixing it. Now it's just a matter of where does that information show and how it's changing.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we've got some more great news for you.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
Celebrating the best in online advertising, the Web Marketing Association presents the 14th Annual Internet Advertising Competition Awards. Submit your banner ads, email ads, rich media, online newsletters, websites, and social media campaigns now by going to iacaward.org. Deadline for entries is February 15th, 2016. All winners will have their entry highlighted on the Internet Advertising Competition website, as well as receive a handsome trophy to display or a personalized certificate of achievement. Be honored among your online advertising. Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. Namejet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on Earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, Namejet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to Namejet.com at Mach speed to get great domains today. Namejet.com.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. Hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. All right.
I realized something over the break, by the way, tied to our last conversation. If this Google Plus stuff is in flux, I gotta have to go back to my customer and tell them the reviews are showing again. They're not gonna be happy.
Oh, I guess not. Oh, jeez. Well, at least they're not showing up in the Google Plus pages.
There you go.
Even that plus. Mueller Files. Yay!
The Mueller Files.
John Mueller, he's always good for some sound bites. He has said that Penguin 4, which we've all been kind of looking forward to, it's we were hoping to be a rolling update, and I don't know whether this means that's definitely going to be the case. They at least said that Penguin's... I'll put it this way. Let's read what he said.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So you can see how they didn't quite say anything. Okay. I don't want to make any date promises, but I'm hopeful that things are lined up. Since it was kind of on the edge for this year, I'm pretty confident that's good enough for that it's good enough for January. But I really don't want to make any announcements on that.
Is that kind of like your girlfriend come up and saying, I don't want to make any promises or I don't want to, you know, tell you anything for sure, but I could be pregnant, but I'm not really sure. I won't know for another couple months yet or when I have the baby, whichever comes first.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, they have a whole television series about that, so yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, in this case... yeah, he's done his classic rhetoric here. I mean, you can't blame him.
So basically, he said nothing.
Yeah, he said. Although he did say that, yeah, it was kind of hopeful to have it happen at the end of December. Just obviously didn't happen. They said that.
Yeah, but remembering, they said they were pretty sure it was happening before the end of the year, which was a more positive statement at the time than this one is pretty confident that it's going to be January.
Yeah, so they don't really care. They just They don't care what's going on. They say what they can, and then they're like, whatever.
And they get together in the morning, and they say, hey, John, what are you going to talk about today? I say, I don't even talk about this. Why don't you, like, say something about, like, Penguin 4? Maybe, like, pretend it's coming out in January just to give them something to talk about. And John's like, okay, I'll say that.
All right. Yeah. Baffle Gavin. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any case, I would love to see it come. I've got a couple of clients I've been trying to help out, some new ones that are having some issues, so it'd be nice to see if we can fix them with a bit of their backlink issues. So
now I hope somebody's doing some kind of study this time that says, you know, here's all the work we did leading up to the Penguin push, and here's what we saw immediately after the Penguin push to see, you know, the kind of things that happened, because people work on this stuff for months, if not years, in between these pushes. And I'd love to see some kind of data about what exactly we did this in the first month after the last update, and it really didn't have an impact until this current update, which was a year later or whatever it is. It'd be interesting if someone built some kind of research around that, though. I mean, Stefan Spencer is probably the only person I could think that would do something that would really work.
I think the best person for that is...
You should be saving for the future, but savings accounts suck, and investing can be scary. We combine the ease of savings with the real returns of investing. We call it Savevesting, and it's only available in our new app, Stairs. Stairs offers 4 to 6% returns, no fees, and you can withdraw anytime. Do your future a favor. Visit StairsApp.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of someone trying to steal your crypto. Every day, thousands of hackers online are doing the same. That's why Arculus uses air-gapped cold storage technology to protect your assets. Using our keycard and wallet app to form a protective barrier, Arculus insulates you from hackers and puts control of your digital assets back in your hands. Order the first truly air-gapped crypto wallet at getarculus.com.
Chris Semper, I think his name is, over at Link Research Tools. They've already done one.
Yeah.
They're really, like, they got data galore. So everyone's putting their disavows through them, and they get to see how they react, right? Yeah, they're getting a lot of data. I think they even released one the last time around on that.
We'll have to look at that and see what happens when this comes by.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure they'll have some good data, very good data. It's so nice, in a sense, when it's not rolling, because it's a lot easier to compare.
That's true. If you're doing the research. Yeah.
All right. Google AMP. Accelerated Mobile Pages, I believe this was. Right.
I was thinking it was the Mountain Dew drink. Google and Mountain Dew combined to bring you Google AMP.
That would rock.
Yeah.
Like Jolt. You guys have Jolt still, don't you?
I haven't seen it in a long time, but we used to, I remember Jolt.
I had way too much of that when I was younger.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And they stopped coming into Canada. I don't know why, but they did. But I heard they were still in the States. So.
They probably stopped coming to Canada because it was like it didn't pass the Food and Drug Administration requirements for legal drinks.
Yeah.
Because we had a drink. We had a drink. So I don't know if anybody knows this. This is going totally off topic. But when Coke first came out, right, part of the ingredients was cocaine, was one of the ingredients in Coca-Cola. Well, like 5 or 6 years ago, they released an energy drink. Coca-Cola Company released an energy drink called cocaine. It's just crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, back to their roots, I guess.
I'm just taking Snopes, just to be sure that's actually true.
I actually bought a can of it, so I know it's true.
Well, there it is. It was in 1885. Coca-Cola ingredients was an extract of coca leaves and cola nuts.
Okay, I didn't buy a can of that.
come on!
So back to Accelerated Bubble Pages.
Yes.
What are they?
All right, so Google... It is sort of put the impetus of this out there. And we've talked a bit about AMP the last time, our last show, I believe, but we're going to get into it a little deeper this time. The idea is to accelerate load times for mobile pages almost exponentially. I mean, they want it down to like 2 seconds.
Yeah,
two.
Somebody said they want it like almost instant.
Almost instantaneous. That's the desire. Yeah. That's their goal, right? And they realize now that there's just too many. I listened to This Week in Google again. It was a show where they had David forget his name. Anyway, he's one of the top guys at Google, and he's heading this up. And it was a really interesting interview. And they were talking about all the downsides and the upsides, and they were drilling them, really. And when it came down to it, the idea was to make it simple because there are just too many different types of JavaScript. Like, there's too many different analytics programs. There's too many different ad codes. There's pop-ups. There's so many different things that are large image sizes. All these things that, yes, they could sort of fix by saying, let's make it mobile-friendly, but the JavaScript and stuff they weren't covering, right? So with AMP, they're able to standardize everything. That's their goal anyway, so that everyone uses the same JavaScript. You can still work from their JavaScript's recommended JavaScript library. They'll have all pre-created, but and do whatever you want with it. But they want to make sure that everyone's using the same one so that they're not constantly downloading all the same or new stuff all the time. They're also going to provide caching to everyone who is using AMP. And AMP is an AMP HTML. It's actually different. It's a derivative, I gather, of HTML. I don't know anything about the programming aspect. That's what I understand.
I can tell you a little bit about it when you get to it.
Okay. What was I going to say? I lost my train of thought.
So the programming side of it, from what I've read, is you basically... It's on you. So you have to make these things AMP friendly.
Yeah.
And it's not something you just say, Google's going to do this. You're going to submit your page and Google's going to make it AMP compliant version for you. You have to create an AMP compliant version. So basically what it's telling you is you have to make a duplicate version of your website. And you're right, Ross. It's a different format of HTML. In the very top of the page of an HTML page, the very first thing it says, should say anyway, is what language is this? And it's like, it used to be like HTML3, HTML4, HTML5. Well, AMP HTML is one of those now. And you have to declare this is AMP HTML. And you have to, there's a bunch of things you have to do. You have to link to their JavaScript files. You have to link to different things. You have to link back to the originating page so that it helps deal with the duplicate content issues and their index. There's a lot of technical requirements that go into making these AMP pages. And for people with complex websites and e-commerce platforms or thing they make themselves or big media companies have huge complex websites running off multiple CMS systems, this is going to be a nightmare if they want to try to do this. An absolute nightmare. Things like WordPress, I think you said, Ross, there's already a plugin to make AMP versions of your pages in WordPress. So those kind of things, it might be simple, but man, this is not going to be easy process for a lot of people with really large websites and complicated websites.
Yeah, and people are going to have to realize that there is a certain sacrifice here too. One of the things that Leah Laporte was saying was, I hate my page in AMP. because he spent a fortune. I actually couldn't believe it. He spent $250,000. That show, $250,000 in their new website. I was a bit stunned by that. Anyway, I guess they got quite a budget. Anyway,
I would say.
Yeah, and it's very graphical intensive. He loves it. He thinks it's so pretty, blah, 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 blah. But when he put it through AMP, it did not look good. He said, where's my image? You know, it just does not look appealing. So they're sacrificing a certain amount of appeal for stability and speed. And it's kind of interesting. Is this 1997 again?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Text. I'm really not sure how this is going to go over. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there's a lot of... The only way this is going to work is if there's a very, very significant rankings factor tied to this. If the only way I get good rankings for my content is if they're AMP pages, then it'll force people to do it. You know, unlike with what they did with mobile, where they said, you know, we're going to have it's going to be a negative impact if your sites are not mobile friendly, and people all freaked out and everything. And then it came and there was like hardly any impact at all to most people. You know, if that's what happens with AMP, nobody's going to do it.
Yeah, the other thing you got to keep in mind, though, too, is if they can tie metrics to it to show that it's actually getting better read and, you know, their ads are getting more exposure. There is an ad protocol that everyone's allowed to use. So
that means that you have to do Google Analytics when there's so many people that refuse to do Google Analytics because they don't trust it, or they're paying, you know, significant amounts of money for other data platforms that they won't be able to save that data and import it into Google Analytics, so they'll lose all the historical data.
No. And I totally, don't get me wrong, I'm not on the fanboy of this completely. I think there's some good things about it, but no, they've said they're going to work with all the third parties they possibly can. They're not making this a closed system. In fact, they want someone else to head it up. They just want this to happen because they're fed up with all the ad blockers, all these different things that are coming out because people are getting fed up with this download speeds and the interruptions from ads. They want to standardize things to make it faster. I really got that. That made sense to me. How they do it is going to be crazy. I mean, there was talk during the discussion, although David Gregus, I can't remember his name. Gringus. Anyway, he was saying that
it's Christmas time. Let's just call him the Grinch.
You know, it kept coming to my mind when I heard his name. I was like, it's the Grinch. Yeah. he was saying that no, this is not an entire rewrite of the web of HTML. You know, like this is not something we're not trying to change the entire internet. But you know, a lot of elements of it are very close to that because he was talking about how he doesn't like how the internet has just gotten so bloated. And, you know,
So if people don't like ads and if people are so put off by ads, why do they work so well? Why do so many companies see so much revenue by advertising online? And a lot of companies get a ton of business by advertising online. So they work. If they didn't work, companies would stop doing it and then we wouldn't have this problem. But they do work. And not because they're tricking people into clicking them. A lot of people utilize those ads.
Always.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, I do get it in a sense. I mean, if we just take it down a notch, the reason they're doing this is to one thing that makes sense is to standardize whatever protocol is being used to make ads. What did I put here? One of their quotes was ads are allowed to type, this is mine, pardon me, any sites using AMP HTML will retain their choice of ad networks as well as any formats that don't detract from the user experience. Now,
what does that mean?
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing. I mean, they're still trying to figure that out. But
I mean, and the
fact to standardize something that everyone can agree on.
But just the fact that, say, you can only use our JavaScript libraries, right? What if you have a great JavaScript programmer on staff that's creating something really cool for you that nobody else has? It's going to stifle innovation, right? Yeah. How can we create something brand new that's going to be like set the standard for 2 years from now if we have to continue to use your JavaScript libraries and we can't create our own stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And what's the name of
WC3?
Yeah, WC3. They were like, well, why don't we just wait for them to do it? And they're like, that's going to take years.
Yeah, actually it's W3C, not WC3.
Yeah, and he's not wrong. So I kind of see where they're at, you know? There has to be something in the middle. If they wait for there to be 3C to do it, it's never going to happen. It's going to take like 5 years, and it's going to be out of date by then.
What about the national marketing associations that spend tons of money creating standardizations for ad formats? There's already an organization that does that and stays up with it and does it every year, make sure that the new ad formats, everybody's up to date with things that are changing. You know, those banner ad sizes that you see all the time, those were created years ago by an association, and they keep that up, and they maintain all that stuff already. Why didn't Google go to them and say, hey?
Maybe they did. This is all kind of fledgling, right? They're just trying to push the agenda so it makes people talk about it, because they're hinting at ranking boosts next year for people who do use it, because speed is such a key issue. It's not that they're using AMP, it's that there's speed, right?
The only way that this will become, in my mind, and I could be completely wrong, the only way this will become totally mainstream and everybody will start using it is Google will have to leverage their power of rankings. And people will have to get a significant ranking improvement if they're on AMP versus non-AMP. And then the people that get to AMP first will be blowing away their competitors. Their competitors will see they're getting stomped because these people on AMP, they'll make AMP pages. That's the only way it'll come about.
Well, we know Google's not above that.
No, they're not.
Oh, man. It's interesting. I mean, they had a whole hour on it, and I can see why. Like, just the two of us, we could just talk about this forever. One thing I thought that was really cool before I wanted to tie this up is someone was saying that they spend, many, many, many thousands of dollars a month, this is a big company, on their content delivery network. Well, Google's going to make it free. They're going to use their own content delivery network and make it free. And just to try and, again, simplify and speed things up. That's pretty attractive to big companies, I would imagine, if they feel they're not being stifled, if that's a big if.
If you're using CDNs. And that's going to tie in directly to Google's announced that they're going to be doing cloud platform stuff, going up against Amazon's cloud platform. Google's going to have their own cloud platform. I guarantee you this will tie into that somehow, and at some point, free will be one of those. Remember when this used to be free, just kind of like the Gmail for business?
Well, with that said, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with a little bit of Yahoo.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Great websites today need expert web design and development, and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Reinventing keyword research, simplifying campaign optimization, redefining competitive analysis. SpyFu brings you an entirely new way to find the most profitable keywords for your SEO and PPC campaigns. New tools, new data, and a brand new look. We've streamlined SpyFu so that you can optimize your search engine marketing more efficiently, more accurately, and more intuitively. Visit SpyFu.com, that's SpyFu.com, and start downloading your competitors' keywords now. Try it free.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, ZoSocial, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. ZoSocial is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let ZoSocial give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to ZoSocial.com.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Yahoo's up for sale?
It's possible. From what I understand, it is, right? As of just of last week.
Yeah.
And I really, really want Apple to buy them. I know you're not an Apple fan, but I think if Apple stepped in and re-envisioned what a search engine was, kind of like they re-envisioned what a telephone was, I think they could do amazing things. It wouldn't come out anytime soon, but that would give them – and they got like, what, $8 billion of cash. They're trying to figure out what to spend it on. Spend it on Yahoo, at least a little teeny piece of it anyway.
Well, I think it would be interesting for anyone to take it over, and I'd love to see a competitor out there.
Well, did you hear the story how this happened? So what happened was Yahoo apparently owns about $30 billion worth of stock in Alibaba. Now, Alibaba is a e-commerce company based out of China that basically they're responsible for that whole Singles Day thing that had like $8 billion worth of sales in a single day. I mean, it's a huge, huge e-commerce platform worldwide. And Yahoo owns $30 billion worth of stock in them. So what they were planning on doing was selling off their stock in Alibaba and investing it in search and all their other platform stuff, right? And they had it all worked out. And the government said at the beginning they thought they could do this without having to pay taxes on this sale, right? The government said, nope, we changed our mind. You're going to have to pay taxes on this sale, which amounted to about $10 billion worth of taxes. Oh. So they said, no, I don't think we'll sell. We're going to stick with Alibaba and we're going to sell everything else. So they're just going to keep the Alibaba stock and sell all of their core businesses.
So weird.
Because the government wanted to tax them on their sale, which makes sense. They should be taxed on the sale, but now you're right. It flipped the model. Now instead of doing the Alibaba sale, they're going to keep that and sell everything else.
It's Yahoo will discontinue, really, depending on who buys it, and they keep the name, yeah. I guess.
Well, I mean, just the email business is really attractive to somebody. They still are like the second or third largest email provider out there, aren't they?
Maybe. It's hard to fathom, but I've never been a Yahoo user.
Me either.
Only by force when I had to do their damn directory listings years ago.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Oh, God.
I was excited when I first launched my original SEO website, AppliedSEO.com. The Yahoo directory was still a big thing, and getting in it cost a bunch of money, but they still had editors. And I was so excited when they put my site in the SEO business section. There was only like 20 sites in there, and mine was in there for free. I didn't have to pay a penny. I was like, yes.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome when we get those kind of wins, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I've got a hard stop, my friend. I forgot what time.
Oh, man.
We've been talking so long, and it was good, though. It was good. Lots of good stuff.
Yeah, but we got some good questions from the community. We'll hit them up in the next show, hopefully.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, hopefully soon. Yes. The holidays are coming up. I know I'm going to be out next week because of a trip to my son's wedding, but we'll get to him soon.
Yes, definitely. Well, thanks so much for joining us today. On behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. If you have any questions you'd like to share with us, please feel free to post them on our Google Plus community page, easily found by searching SEO 101 on Google Plus. Looks like we're going to have quite a few to answer next round, so feel free. Well, might as well get our answer show.
Yeah, we'll make a Q&A show across the board.
Perfect. Have a great week, and remember to tune into future episodes, which air at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, every Wednesday on webmasterradio.fm.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.